Buenos martes, amigos. This is KJZZ Sun Up. It's your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. We bring you this podcast daily as a digest of the news events here in Arizona. It is indeed Tuesday, the 24th day of February. Hope the week's off to a good start for you. Glad to have you along today. And here comes a check of the news. Well, the day after the killing of a major cartel kingpin by Mexican authorities, the country is taking stock of a day of retaliatory violence and preparing for an uncertain future. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Nina Kravinsky has more.
Sonora, the Mexican state south of Arizona, has so far been largely spared from the spate of violence that spread through many parts of Mexico Sunday. Elsewhere in Mexico, cartel members blocked roads and burned buildings after the Mexican army killed the leader of a major drug cartel in a U.S.-backed raid in the state of Jalisco. Nemesio Oseguera, also known as El Mencho, was the kingpin of the Jalisco Nueva Generación cartel, one of Mexico's most powerful cartel bosses and one of the United States' most wanted fugitives. Mexico says it used intelligence from the U.S. to carry out the raid. There's respect for our sovereignty, which has always been maintained, including yesterday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum told reporters. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
Well, the violence across the region in Mexico could be just the first wave. Will Freeman is a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says cartel members will now be jockeying for power.
What remains to be seen, though, is whether or not taking out El Mencho is part of a more comprehensive and thought-through strategy.
The 2024 transfer of the Sinaloa cartel kingpin Ismael El Mayo Zambada to the U.S. led to deadly infighting in that cartel that still persists today. Arizona Republicans advanced a proposal on Monday that, if approved by voters, would limit when and where voters can cast their ballots. From the Politics Desk, Cameron Sanchez reports.
Most Arizona counties use voting centers. With that model, residents can cast a ballot at any vote center they choose in their area. The legislation would do away with that model in favor of precinct-based polling places. In that system, residents would be required to only vote at one specific location in their area. It would also do away with the option to vote early in person at those locations. GOP lawmakers like Representative Rachel Keschel say this measure will increase trust in elections.
We have become a laughingstock when it comes to elections, and these small steps are steps that we can take to instill trust back into our elections.
The measure is opposed by the vast majority of county elections directors who say the legislation would not be feasible to implement. Democrats argue it would unnecessarily restrict options for voters. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, most Democrats in Arizona's congressional delegation will not be attending President Trump's State of the Union address tonight. Representatives Adelita Grijalva and Yasemin Ansari have both confirmed they will not sit in the U.S. House for the president's constitutionally required address to joint session of Congress. Neither will Senator Ruben Gallego, who said it would be a waste of his time.
There's a lot of work to be done, and it's not going to happen in that chamber for 2 hours when the president's just going to be using, you know, that bully pulpit as a way to just, you know, push further and further his agenda.
Gallego's seatmate Senator Mark Kelly says he will attend the State of the Union. Democratic Congressman Greg Stanton hasn't confirmed whether or not he plans to watch the president's address in person. Well, Arizonans could face lengthy ballots this year. State lawmakers consider sending dozens of proposals to voters for approval in the November general election. And that includes changes to the state's election systems and rules governing how public schools treat transgender students. From the politics team, Wayne Schutzke has more.
In 2024, lawmakers sent 11 proposals to the ballot, most of which failed. Election officials said the high number of referrals affected how long it took to count votes, especially in large counties that were forced to print two-page ballots. The scenario could repeat itself this year, as lawmakers consider dozens of new proposals to send to voters. The Arizona Senate approved 5 on Monday alone. Like in 2024, most of the referrals lawmakers are considering sending to voters are partisan Republican measures designed to avoid Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs' veto pen. That includes a change to the deadline for voters to drop off early ballots at voting centers and requiring schools to call students by pronouns that align with their sex at birth. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, this month is on track to be the warmest February ever recorded in Phoenix. Catherine Davis Young has more on that.
Temperatures so far this month have been about 6 degrees above normal on average, and National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Worley doesn't think Phoenix has very good chances of seeing any more wintry conditions headed into next month.
Certainly through the start of March, we're going to have a tough time seeing any noticeable cool down or even wet weather.
Phoenix could see highs in the 90s by the end of this week. Those would be the warmest temperatures of the year so far. Typically, we don't hit the 90s until late March. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A new study from the University of Arizona is offering new insights on how the brain learns and forgets fears. As Greg Hawney tells us, the research also looked at the most common type of cell in the brain called astrocytes.
Astrocytes have generally been seen as playing a supporting role in the brain, but the new research shows that astrocytes are actually very active in fear formation and extinction. The study used implants and electrodes to watch these cells in the amygdala, the fear center of the brain. The mice were then exposed to fear-inducing stimuli. As the astrocytes were manipulated, the intensity of the fear response in the mice changed in real time. Lindsay Holliday is a U of A professor and study co-author.
The role they're playing is essentially helping neurons organize their communication to store memories and appropriately respond to memory retrieval.
Holliday says the research can provide new insights in treating conditions such as PTSD. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, U.S. senators are expected to consider President Trump's nominee to lead the Bureau of Land Management on Wednesday. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports some veterans are among those urging senators to vote no on Steve Pierce.
In 2012, the former New Mexico congressman and Vietnam War pilot said over 90% of public land is located in the West, and most of it is not needed. Statements like that don't land well with people like Janessa Goldbeck, who leads the Vet Voice Foundation.
So when Steve Pierce says we do not even need most of this land, he's not just talking about acreage. He's talking about eliminating veterans' jobs.
One in five BLM employees are veterans. Another issue, environmental groups are pointing to Pierce's ties to the oil and gas industry. He owns a company renting equipment to oil fields. His federal ethics disclosure says his wife will take over, though he'll continue to get investment income. The Western Energy Alliance and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association have called for a swift confirmation. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Well, Hefty recycling bags are not recyclable. The company was accused of mislabeling the bags. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays sued over the labeling, and now the company is settled, as Amelia Monroe reports.
The settlement comes nearly 6 months after consumer fraud lawsuits were filed in three states, including Arizona. The suit accused Reynolds Consumer Products, the company behind Hefty Bags, of mislabeling their bags as recyclable. Mays also alleged that the product's misrepresentation caused shutdowns at recycling facilities after getting caught in sorting equipment. The Hefty owners have agreed to redesign the product's box and remove any references to recyclable materials. The company will also pay upwards of $210,000 in fines, legal fees, and restitution. Amelia Monroe, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, as the country celebrates its 250th anniversary this year, states including Arizona are rolling out their own celebrations. A large semi-truck carrying a traveling museum will be pulling up to all 15 counties. One of its stops was the Glendale Public Library. Now here's Jill Ryan with that.
In a room-like structure on the back of a semi is an exhibit of panels and video, with one side dedicated to important American moments in history and the other side dedicated to Arizona history. In the middle sits a large replica Liberty Bell, usually only seen in front of the Arizona Capitol. Laura Tarek heads the Arizona America 250 Commission.
So if you are not able to get to the Capitol to see the bell, this is your chance. It's coming to you.
The commission, with the help of some sponsors, created the Traveling Museum. It visits Yuma, Phoenix, Mesa, and Florence this week, with many more stops through April. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, basketball, Suns back at it tonight, hosting the Boston Celtics in their lone visit to Phoenix, but injuries starting to pile up. Dylan Brooks will need surgery on a fractured left hand, miss 4 to 6 weeks. Devin Booker will sit again with a hip strain. Fellow guards Jordan Goodwin and Grayson Allen also out with injuries. In baseball, Diamondbacks continue their spring play in a surprise today against the Texas Rangers, one of eight exhibition baseball games around the Valley today. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Tuesday, February 24th. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the day. And we'll be back at you to do it again, of course, tomorrow.